Fortunately, yes, there's it's a crime that is rising substantially the last 2 years, shall we say. Last year, 2023, there was almost a 93% increase, and that upward trend has continued into 2024. The amount of money reported stolen in 2023 last year was just over 25 million, which is almost equal to the previous 2 years. So huge, substantial sums of money are being stolen in this type of crime.
And what can people look out for to try and avoid falling victim to such scams?
Well, I suppose the best way to avoid it is being careful, first of all, and getting proper, reliable financial and legal advice. And do not be taking advice from the internet, from people who contact you out of the blue, people on various social media platforms, be they in advertisements which are endorsed by celebrities, be they all sorts of, even now you have AI faked ads as well, where celebrities are endorsing certain investment portfolios. So you need to be very, very careful. You need to do your due diligence. You need to check out the company. You need to check the central bank register. The advice I would give to every person thinking of investing, whether it's in cryptocurrency or any type of bank product, is to talk to a financial manager, somebody who is registered with the central bank. Call into your bank, speak to somebody in the bank, speak to somebody you know and trust, and not somebody that you may have met on the internet or through social media who you've never actually met in physically.
And it's important as well for victims to report it when it happens. These people who set up these investment frauds are experts in what they do, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, and important to report.
Oh, absolutely. There's a huge amount of what we call social engineering goes into this. So there is a huge criminal organizations behind this, where they create clone websites. They have what's called scripts where the people follow. So if a victim gets a phone call out of the blue from somebody purporting to be from a foreign bank or even an Irish bank, they will know the talk. They'll be able to talk as if they are working for that particular bank. If they are purporting to be representing a UK bank, they will have a UK accent. If they're purporting to be Irish, they will have an Irish accent. So the victim is doing nothing wrong here. The victim is the victim. They are being defrauded of their money no more than whatever other way a fraud happens. It just happens to be that this is starts through the internet quite a lot.